Norwegian Cruise Line has extended its temporary peace of mind policy through November 30th of 2020. The policy allows guests to cancel their sailings up to 48 hours before departure for a 100% future cruise credit. The credit must be used and embarked by December 31st of 2022. And Windstar Cruises announced that they would return to service on a limited basis come September 1st. The 148-guest Wind Spirit will be the first cruise to resume in Tahiti, followed by the Star Breeze in October and the Wind Surf in November. And finally, Royal Caribbean could be going back to the bank for more cash if a Wells Fargo analyst's outlook is correct. The analyst said that Royal Caribbean would need an additional $2.5 to $3 billion in extra cash to weather the storm through the end of 2021. Royal Caribbean is having their first quarter earnings call later this morning. And a down day on Wall Street Tuesday, Carnival Corporation closed at 14.12, down 4%, Norwegian Holdings at 12.45, down 3%, and Royal Caribbean at 42.11, down 3.6%. You could find more stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.